It is 8:16 right now on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We checked out Sosh Plata, Joe. Oh, the remix. I don't know what they're saying, but it's a vibe for me. And seeing it on TikTok, it coming alive on TikTok, it's just a vibe for me. Shout out to Luatinova Pounds 25K, Utapelo Gutra, that made that possible. Kiss Daniel also on Namibia's Heart and Soul with Shu Peru. It's all about that new music when it comes to this award-winning platform, isn't it? Mm. Now, let's get into what would Shay do right now on hashtag Fresh Breakfast with the NSK and Shaquan. Now, what would Shay do is that bit where we really allow you to be human, okay? We allow you to reach out to us. We allow you to share what it is that's on your heart, be it a relationship, be it family, be it financial. What is bothering you, okay? And what we do is we put Shaquan in your shoes, and we make Shaquan understand what is it that you see, the frustrations that you're experiencing, and Shaquan gives advice based on that. Shaquan, mm-hmm. Let's have a look at today's anonymous email that came in, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hi, Shaquan. I heard you having a conversation about compatibility in relationships, and you really called me out. It's so hard letting go of people we love, even though they are not meant for us or good for us. I've been with my lady for over 7 years now, and every time I want to go to the next step, something inside me always throws me off, and she's putting pressure on me, and I don't know what to do anymore. But after your talk, I'm officially convinced that we are not compatible at all. The person that I am with now is not the person that I fell in love with. And I know life happens, but I'm not sure I want to do life with her anymore. I do not want to hold us back. How do I have a conversation with her? How would I know it's the right decision? Shaquan, if you were in my shoes, mm-hmm. What would you have done?
Yeah, 7 years. That's a while.
That's a long time.
And I think also the one thing that I would want, you know, for most of us to really understand and embrace a little bit more, myself included, is that change happens in life. People change with every season that comes in our lives. And, you know, we can even relate back to certain friends that we had at one point. We either grew up with those people, were friends for the longest of time. But eventually you just outgrow each other. And it's actually okay to outgrow, you know, certain people, certain things in your life. I, for one, really struggled to make peace with things like that. Like when I felt that a relationship or friendship was breaking down, like I would go into panic mode, and I would do whatever it is that I could to just to make sure that the relationship actually lasts. Hey, but what it is also, you need to understand that, man, it's actually okay for you to embrace that season. Let it be. Like, take whatever it is that you can from that season and really just to move on. You did mention something that, first of all, you have been with this person for 7 years. But at the same time, you also don't want to hold the both of you back, which is actually very considerate of you, mind you. Mm. You might love her or have love for her, but you might not be in love with her. And maybe with someone who's married or someone that has been with someone for a very long time and you just really have your life partner, maybe let us know how is that dynamic of, I'm not in love with you anymore per se, but I love you and I care for you, but I still want to do life for you. And we can perhaps just put our heads together and see how we can best advise this person. But what I would say is, it is important to have really honest conversations. Because what it is also, you feel that the person that you're with right now is not the person that you fell in love with. Granted, you know, that was very, you know, a long time ago since you guys met. I don't know, maybe even along the way you guys have had kids. Those things change people, you know, they change the way that we look, the way that we see life, the things that we even give time for and energy for, and we just become different people. My doctor explained it very well to me, and I was so scared of that whole process. And what she said was that you should actually be excited, because there's a rebirth that happens in a woman giving birth, you know? So maybe she's also awakened herself to like a new version of herself, and maybe she also even wants different things. But you wouldn't know. if you don't have that conversation with you. Yeah. And sometimes you will just feel like, we're not on the same page. We're not seeing eye to eye. But maybe you're really just not having those conversations with each other. And you know what? We are very guilty, myself included as well. You know, sometimes as opposed to having the conversation with the person that you are having an issue with or who you're supposed to resolve something with because it pertains to the both of you, we tend to have conversations with other people. And those other people don't know your journey. They don't live your life every day.
Yeah.
They just, you know, speaking from a perspective of outside in. So have a conversation with her and really also gauge where she's finding herself, how she feels, and what it is that she's also been probably just thinking about. Because you might be feeling some type of way. She might also be feeling some type of way. Probably even thinking that you are not the same person anymore.
Mm.
But how do you find that common ground, okay? So sometimes not necessarily that you're not compatible, but it might just be that you just need to have that conversation and so much answers or clarity might actually come from it. But it is also important that we address why it is that you feel you're probably not compatible with this person anymore. So on the other side of this, we are going to unpack that. And if you're listening right now and you can probably just, you know, relate to the conversation we're having, maybe you also just need to check yourself a little bit to see whether you are actually compatible with your partner, okay? So we will have a look at signs that you might not be compatible. We had this conversation during the week, but also how to really navigate through all of that and make sure that you just become a little bit more compatible. Because I strongly feel you will never find someone that's just for you.
Yeah.
There'll be certain things that you won't be happy with, certain things that you kind of have to, like, you know what, okay, that's just who she is, or that's just who they are, but I still want to be with you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Might be a season in your life, you never know, but we'll carry on with the conversation on the other side of this.
Excusez-moi, is this Popkovic Catering Supply?
We are the chosen ones.
It's a Chris Wayne. Oh man, Easy Does It. It features OB Major, by the way. 8:36 right now. I did promise you a Jericho song, but don't worry, that's gonna come right after What Would Shay Do? Which is part two, by the way, in case you just joined us. We had part one that played out earlier, but you know what? We've got you. Let's help you with the scenario. What is the situation right now on our hands? Someone did email us trying to get Shaquan's perspective. It reads, "Hi, Shaquan. I heard you having a conversation about compatibility in relationships, and you really called me out. It's so hard letting go of people and that we love, even though they are not meant for us or not good for us. I've been with this lady for over 7 years, and every time I want to go to the next step, something inside me always throws me off, and she's putting pressure on me, and I do not know what to do anymore. But after your talk, I'm officially convinced that we are not compatible. That's myself and the lady that we've been together for 7 years. The person that I'm with right now is not the person that I fell in love with back then, and I know life happens, but I'm not sure I want to do this life thing with her anymore. I do not want to hold us back, both of us back. How do I have a conversation with her? How would I know if it's the right decision? Shaquan, what would you have done if you had found yourself in my position? Shaquan?
So as I mentioned a little bit earlier on, maybe just for interesting for anyone who's actually listening, and if you maybe just want to also look at your own situation and see if you are compatible with your partner, because I mean, who you want to be with your partner and feel free.
True.
All right. You want to be with your partner and feel safe. You just want to be around your partner and you can feel that the vibrations are definitely aligned without even much being done or much being said. So what are some of the signs to look out for that you might actually not be compatible with the person that you are with? I'll give you a quick story. I was dating my partner for probably 4 years, and what started off as a really safe, healthy, nurturing partnership, I don't know why I'm using partnership, really just turned to be a little bit draining towards the end, hey? And I found myself not being able to be myself. Like, I was always just walking on eggshells around this person, and it was just, you know, snide comments all the time. And then you even start to question yourself, in the sense of, like, even if they're having a conversation about whatever, like, you can't even chime in, you know, because they would say just really mean things around other people and whatever it is. And that kind of puts you in a space where you start to kind of just not feel good about yourself. And what happens is, you know, ultimately over time, you lose your voice in situations like that. So if you're finding yourself, you know, just being unable to be your true self around another person, that might actually be a sure sign that you might just not be compatible as well. Maybe because your partner has just not created somewhat of a safe space for you to actually be yourself, right? Here's something else that always stands out as well, and I've heard this from even people that I've had sessions with and so forth, and it's just when you are on different intellectual levels. Now, if you think you have different intellectual differences, you know, you can actually make your relationship work by actually engaging in thoughtful and sensible conversations, and also not in a degrading way of, ach, nie, ke storm, because you don't know this. Because that happens a lot, you know. And just because your partner doesn't know one thing doesn't mean that they're not open to know or learn from you, you know. So even if you are with someone who's not as educated as you are, make it a point to also just let them know that you might not know this, but I do,
yeah.
And I'm going to teach you or whatever it is. You know what I mean? I mean, it's a different case when you're dealing with someone who you feel he's not on the same level of intellectually as you, and every time that you want to pour into them, they're not receiving of it. That's a different conversation, you know. But if you have someone that's actually open to it, please teach them as much as you can with love and care, and just be gentle about it. Another sign is also that you might not even be compatible. It's just unmatched sex drives. That's a big one, right? Sex is not everything in relationships, but it definitely makes a big part of a relationship, you know? Now, having one partner who has probably a high sex drive than the other partner can be very, very frustrating on both parties as well. But most of those things can actually be resolved by having conversations, because instead of assuming, or he's moving this way because this, that, or she's moving this way because of this, don't draw your own conclusions. You can always get those answers from the person that you are in a relationship with. So seeing that you guys have been together for 7 years, and I'm not sure if you have kids with this person, at one point you probably even wanted to do life with this person, and now you're feeling a little bit apprehensive. The only way you can get that clarity, like I said, is to have a conversation with this person, because I'm pretty sure that there are also things that she's going through, or things that she's also been thinking and feeling pertaining to your relationship, and you wouldn't know all of those things if you don't open the floor, the platform for you guys to actually have a conversation, right? And it is actually okay for you to let go if you now realize, after having a conversation with her, that you guys are just not meant to be. You're not looking for the same things anymore. Like, it's okay for you to go your way, she goes her way.
Yeah.
Because like you said, you don't want to hold the both of you back, okay? So how you can, you know, just a little bit earlier, I said how you can be a little bit more compatible. Maybe ran my little mouth over there. But maybe let's look at it this way. How can you reconnect with your partner once again? Spend more time together. All right? Spend more time together. In the sense of probably even doing things that the two of you did in the beginning of the relationship that you both loved. Reminisce on those times, you know. Always, always, always make sure that you make time for one another. If there are certain things that you used to do together that you don't do together anymore, start to initiate those things, you know. How many times are we actually guilty of, we know that something is lacking, but I'm not going to do something because you're not doing anything.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Also, I'm also just going to chill, you know?
Exactly.
You know, so take initiative, you know, take the first step, be the bigger person, because, you know, we put in work for the people that we love, you know? So I don't want to say necessarily exhaust yourself, but exhaust all possible means of how to reconnect with your partner, do things together, you know, the breakfast in bed, those small things, you know, affirming over each other, complimenting each other, having conversations, man. Even when you have conversations with each other, put your phone away and actually listen to your partner, okay? Just be present in the relationship once again. If you have tried that and you feel it's still not going to work, like, it's actually okay for you to embrace a season of just letting go of one another, okay? And also, we're grown. We don't always have to let go of each other in very malicious, is that the right word? We don't always have to let go of each other, like, you know, with a lot of animosity between us, right?
Yeah.
Just have a conversation, and I'm pretty sure that there's a lot of clarity that can come from that, because you know your story more than I would. But that's what I would do.
All right, cool. Thank you so much, Shaquan. It's 8:43. This will be up on our website pretty soon. When we get back, we will get ready for DJ Scott.
Another amazing combo not to be missed.